of your Bible material?
This one.
We're in week 28 of we're in week 28 this week. Maybe we could read the title.
The reality of Bethel and the bringing forth of Christ as the son of affliction and the son of the right hand.
So I think actually it's in coming to week 4, it's good kind of to remember what the previous weeks were. So in the first week of this training, we had the dream of Bethel. You know, Jacob first saw the dream. And then there's a message on chosen, dealt with, and broken. So concerning all of Jacob's dealings. And then transformation for God's building. You know, we see that, you know, the Lord is building, and this requires our transformation. And so now, we come to a part in Genesis 35 where the Lord calls Jacob to come to Bethel a second time. So the reality of Bethel and the bringing forth of Christ as the son of affliction and the son of the right hand. So I guess there's two gems in here. Maybe we, just from the outline, we could read point one.
Genesis 35, the vision of Bethel came again. However, this time it did not come as a dream. It came as a reality.
Can we read A, 1 and 2? Or A first.
We all come into the church life twice.
And then brothers on one.
The first time we come in a dream, and the second time we come in reality. We need both the dream and the reality.
Sisters?
The dream in the beginning was a true picture, and everything in the reality is the same as that in the dream.
Amen. So in week one, we had, you know, the dream of Bethel. We had, you know, this glorious dream. And so actually, but when Jacob came again a second time, nothing changed, you know, but everything became real. It wasn't just, you know, in the days, it says that, you know, the only difference is that the dream is indefinite and that the actuality is definite. So we need to have the dream, but I guess at some point we need to come into the practicality. We need to come into the reality of the church life.
Yeah.
And so in a sense, we come into the church life twice.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, but, you know, the reason why this is after is because this requires, I guess it's after a certain time. Jacob went through a lot of experiences that the Lord was able to work in him. You know, at Shechem before this, he had seen the Lord as his strength. But then he had to come to Bethel to see, come to the reality of Bethel.
Amen.
So we can read point B.
At Bethel, Jacob's name was changed to Israel, indicating that his being had been changed. Now he was Israel at Bethel.
Let's see.
In Genesis 35, there is a crucial and radical turn from the individual experience of God to the corporate experience of God. The experience of God as the God of Bethel.
So, it brings out a Lord Jesus. So we see that before this, you know, the God was the God of persons. He was the God of Abraham, and Isaac. And even, you know, what did Jacob call them? El Elohe Israel at Shechem, which is, you know, the God of Israel. But in coming to Bethel, you know, he built an altar, and the altar is called El Bethel.
Amen.
So we see that he's the God of the house of God.
Amen.
And so it's a very big change in Jacob's perspective.
Amen.
Was changing from the individual experience to the corporate experience. Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
So we see that, you know, there's all these points are really good, but we see that, you know, we need to have this change. You know, we need to not only real. I enjoyed the Thanksgiving conference, I think it was. You know, it's like we can't be Christians. Only the Spirit can be a Christian in us. But here, we need to advance from being individualistic Christians. Actually, we need to come to the realization that we can't be individual Christians.
Amen.
And that we need to have this type of body life.
Amen.
And actually, we're not, you know, that the Lord isn't just our individual Lord, but he's the God of the house of God.
Amen.
He's the God of a group of people.
Amen.
You know, the Lord, it's just, you know, throughout it, there's all these different points, but, you know, the Lord isn't after a transformed one transformed stone, you know. We have to be transformed to be this precious stone. And the stone is for God's building. But you have to have lots of stones coming together,
right.
You know. If it's just one stone, it's isolated. Yes, it's transformed, you know, yes. But there's no building.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what the Lord is after. It doesn't satisfy the Lord.
Right.
So we really need to have this change in our experience,
yes,
from our individual pursuit to,
yes,
you know, our corporate pursuit.
Yes.
You know, I really appreciate it in Philippians. I think it's 1:19. You know, I know that for me, you know, it will turn out to salvation through your petition,
yes,
not just through the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ,
right,
but also through your petition.
Right.
You know, Paul was like, you know, the apostle. He was had all these great experiences of Christ, but he says, through your petition, we will turn out to salvation.
Yeah.
Amen.
So he had this deep realization that he needed the body. He needed,
yes,
the prayer and petition of the saints.
Amen.
Can we read point D?
The all-sufficient God is revealed for the building of Bethel. Only at Bethel is it possible for us to realize the all-sufficiency of our God.
And maybe E as well.
At Bethel, Jacob set up the pillar and poured out a drink offering on it. This indicates that the drink offering is for God's building.
And then F.
The function of Bethel, the house of God, is to express Christ.
And then G as well.
After experiencing the reality of Bethel, Jacob entered into full fellowship with God at Hebron.
The
fellowship at Hebron means intimacy, peace, satisfaction, and joy.
So I was really touched by the progression that you see here in Jacob and what's revealed. So, you know, the Lord says, I am the all-sufficient God. So we need to see that actually we can only experience the Lord in this way. You know, the Lord is all-sufficient. He meets the needs of all the members of the body. He meets every need of every single member. So we can only experience that. You know, our experience is limited in a sense. So we really need to experience the Lord as the all-sufficient one with all the members.
Amen.
And actually, I think it was just the altar, you know. When he set up an altar, he called it, you know, El Bethel. So that was kind of a consecration, you know. And we need to have such a consecration for the Lord. And once we have this consecration of, you know, the corporate house, you know, that we're given not for ourselves and for the, you know, the corporate house, we would pour ourselves out as the drink offering.
Amen.
So, you know, he set up a drink offering and poured it out on the altar. And then what happens after? After we pour ourselves out, the Spirit comes. The oil comes and it's poured out. And so the Spirit is for the building up of the church.
Amen.
And then what happens then? Then there's the expression.
Right.
You know, the house of God is expressing Christ.
Amen.
And this is really what it's for. It's so that Christ can be expressed.
Amen.
And just, you know, after we experience all these things, you know, we don't, just as we experience the Lord in one way, we don't just remain in the knowledge of that. We have to keep going. So we go on to Hebron, which is to fellowship with the Lord. So I was just really impressed by this progression. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So maybe we could also read, so the second crystal is, can we read Roman numeral 2?
The birth of Benjamin typifies the bringing forth of Christ as the son of affliction and the son of the right hand.
Amen. So this is a really precious point. I was impressed by the principle that, you know, for life, we need death, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have to suffer a loss so that the Lord can gain something.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when Rachel called, you know, Benjamin Benoni, you know, this is a man of sorrows. But Israel named him Benjamin, you know, the son of the right hand. Actually, it's just wonderful because this is just Christ.
Amen.
You know, he was the one who, so he had the most sorrowful life. In the reading,
right.
No one suffered more than the Lord. And then what happened? You know, the Lord was exalted.
Amen.
He was exalted, you know, more than anything,
yes,
the highest place.
Amen.
So I think all the saints will overflow our enjoyment from this week.
Amen.
I think for time's sake, maybe start with 2 minutes.
Amen.
Yeah.
That the message of Thursday and Saturday, the bringing forth of Christ and the expression of Christ cost us our natural life, our natural love, and our natural choice. Everything natural will eventually die and be burned. And in Saturday, His purpose is not to make you suffer. That is not true. His purpose is to bring forth Christ.
Amen.
Yes, everything natural is not. It's not pleased to God.
Right. Amen.
Regardless the good nature or the bad nature.
Right.
And ourself is not pleased to God too.
Amen.
And but in the most time we have very strong nature. Mm-hmm. And our willing is subject to our nature but not our spirit.
Right.
And during the fellowship with brothers and sisters, the Lord arranged me to come to the English speaking district and to prophesy.
Amen.
Yeah, and it's very unnatural to me because I'm afraid to speak in English in front of many English speaking people.
Yeah.
Amen. So,
amen.
But the Lord wants to bring the fourth Christ.
Amen.
So we need to rise up.
Amen.
Cooperate with the Lord.
Amen.
Deny ourselves.
Amen.
You do a good job.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are water.
Amen.
I enjoy very much the seeing that, you know, the Lord wants to go beyond our individual transformation. You know, in Genesis 35, right, we see, like Scott was telling us, that in this passage we see Jacob, he was actually, there's a lot of, the whole scenery is corporate, because if you read, there's all these foreign gods, right? And so he was talking, he said, put away these foreign gods, he's telling them all. But then he comes to Bethel, right? And now there's a group of people with him. Before, there was this wrestling. It was just him and the Lord wrestling, right? But now, there's a group of people with him. And now, he's calling this place El Bethel.
Amen.
And now this is a corporate Israel, right?
Yes.
So I enjoyed there, we see there's, now there's people with him. And this is one aspect this is the corporate aspect that the Lord is actually after. And then in Ephesians 3:17 again, and actually in Corinthians, all over the place, there's many verses, but this is just one verse I always enjoy, is Ephesians 3:17 and 18. I'll just read all the way to 19. That Christ can make his home in our hearts through faith,
amen,
that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth and length and height and depth are, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. So I always enjoy this passage because this is how we meet. We don't have one pastor here, right? We all share. And why do we do that? It's because we need to get, right? What is the words here? We need to get the breadth, the length, and height and depth. If I just share, you'll get very little breadth. But if just Scott shares, maybe you'll get, if just Scott and I share, it would maybe just be breadth and length. Shepherd shares, you know, we get the height. And then some other saints share, we get the depth. But we're only a little bit, each one of us. But if we all share, we get a full, complete Christ that we all have.
Amen.
You know, if we just came here every Sunday and just listened to one person speak, we'd only get one very narrow look at the enjoyment from the week's portion in the Word. But if we come together, we all get to hear each other's portion.
Amen.
Right? You enjoyed something, right? You're going to share this morning?
Amen.
I think you are. Amen. Because I want to hear your portion.
Amen.
Amen. I might even call out my father-in-law over there soon. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm ready.
Amen. We can get the fullness of Christ this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. So yeah, I just really enjoyed that that the Lord does not just want a transformed John Ward. He wants a transformed body.
Amen.
And like Brother Scott was saying, right? He wants many stones built up together to make a spiritual house.
Amen.
Nothing to do with what I did.
We'll play it by ear.
Thursday, I think Wednesday or Thursday, brother called me and said that, oh, you are being assigned at this Sunday service. Okay. By the way, you need to share with you, Scott, me, and Kirk, you call me. I was so mad. I never signed my name, so I'm going to have service. I was so mad. I said, okay, who will be this guy? Got to be my buddy. Oh, who else? He's like, oh, his wife is here. Go and tell him. Got to be my buddy. So after that, I told him, no, I'm like, I don't have book. I don't know. I cannot share. And everything shows on the website. Right? It's so hard for me to swallow it. It's terrible. It's just so bad. No, I'm not going to do that. I say it nice way, okay, right? I was mad. I have that kind of anxiety because I want to do it, but I cannot do it, but I don't want to do it. I should do it. All this day, this beauty, just go with that. You know, I was like, but this morning when I stand here, I start to pray.
Amen. Amen.
All the things just like gone.
Amen.
Just gone.
Amen.
Right? And I did prepare something. I think Scott did a really good job. I read some, not all of them, maybe 80%.
Amen.
I can, you know, everything I read, I have a problem. I have a question with this one. God, did God really say this? I'm serious. Every time our church coming out with training all that, every title, did God really say this? Why? Yes, verses. I start to check verses, verse by verse. Oh, God did say that. So what happened to my all these years gone? I mean, what's wrong with me? But you know what? It's never ending. Next time, when there's something coming, I would say, yes, come again. All these brothers, sisters, I don't believe that. Did God really say that? Then I spend time to go to read.
Amen.
Oh, okay. And this is like never ending. But one good part is, thanks God, at least I will go back to check the verse. I will not take anyone from any brother standing there, give the training or something. But that's me, okay? Now you can start counting the time. Okay, the first one I enjoyed is after God told Jacob, right? After God said that to him, and he just told his people, raise up and go up to Bethel. That's it. His reaction to God's word, very simple. God said that, I do it. Right? Of course. Now you don't count the time again. Now this Neo this wants to say something. as a gentle peace guy. Man, this guy, all his life, he's terrible, just like me. Want something and always fail. Like a big cheat. So he told people, okay, how to say that? Is that clean up your foreign god or something? Right?
Put away your foreign god.
So it's people giving a foreign god, right? Okay, but why they have to give in the rings? Did you guys read that portion? Mm-hmm. Give in the rings. Got to be gold or silver. Why? I don't understand. But when I read in that time, I think, oh, this Jacob, now it's his turn. Going to back and go to the black market and sell for money. Hey, he need to travel. That's a good reason, right? But no, he did not do it. Surprise me. So that doesn't count. Now, of course, we share a lot of God of individual and God of a group of people who believe into him. Amen. Right? A lot of time, I personally prefer individual. You guys, just don't bother, okay? Let me enjoy my life. But when I was in China, there's no one there that I can talk to. No one. Alright? I talk to them and it's just weird, that just that city. But at that time, I really enjoyed the group. I hope there's a group of brothers and sisters that we can all work together. Now, some of them I'm not going to share. The last one is, I really don't enjoy it. That scared me to death. But encouraged me also. Toward the end of his life, Jacob declared that Lord has shepherded him all the days of his life.
Amen.
Do you know what's touching me? Toward the end of his life. You know, I'm not a young man. Even I look like a young man. Everyone call me, forget about uncle. Call me brother. Okay, I'm your brother. And this, to you young people, may not understand what that really means to you. Okay? I have to work to 7-some years so I can 65 or 67 to get a full benefit for the Social Security. An average of Chinese guy is 72 years, which means I only have 3.5 years to enjoy that, my Social Security. Very scary. But thank God, I'm not Chinese. I'm Native American. So what does this really mean to us? Don't wait till me, like me, to this age, say that, oh, toward to Neil's life, end of his life. But this is still good. If one of these days, actually, I can declare that the Lord has shepherded
me. Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen.
But how about this day?
Amen.
How about this day?
Amen.
What we should do with today?
Amen.
You, a lot of young people, it doesn't matter you are young, you are older, whatever, right? Doesn't matter. But can I really say that? Declare that Lord has shepherded me all the minutes of my of today.
Amen.
Every single day.
Amen.
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 Amen. I'm sure this is just for one of my another daughter is here. Oh, by the way, did you know that?
Should we also time the silence?
Yeah.
So I was enjoying the picture of Benjamin and how, you know, in order for, you know, so. So he's given two names, and it was the son of affliction and the son of the right hand. And I was really enjoying that. In order for us to be ushered into experience of Benjamin, there's that, I can't find the name, but you know, his first name,
Benoni,
right? So, in order for the Lord to come into this situation, you know, there's a sorrow, right? And then, but out of that sorrow, you know, there comes life. And I was just really enjoying that because, you know, the last year is just, you know, with me, it was like, the Lord was like dealing with me. Like, there was all the sorrow. But then after it, it was just like life and enjoyment. So I was really enjoying that kind of, that picture that, you know, sometimes the Lord, the way he deals with us is, you know, we have a natural choice, right? And we have this thing on our heart, and he deals with that. But out of that, you know, ushers in life and experience, like, and enjoyment. But during this situation, you're like, Lord, why are you doing this? I just want to, like, study school and, like, do my thing. But then you just, you know, you get dealt with. But then, like, after it's over, you're like, wow, Lord, I just really enjoyed you that time.
Amen.
And I was just really enjoying that picture.
Amen.
If you look at Genesis and then study the matter of Bethel, you'll see that many times the coming to Bethel occurs, right? Not just once, but in this case we saw in Jacob's experience, it was twice. And so the first time that Jacob went to Bethel, he went to a place, and then it was revealed to him that this is Bethel, the house of God. That was the revelation concerning what God wants to do on this earth today. In other words, it started with a dream, right? When Jacob went there, he was a wanderer, he was homeless, he was running away, and actually God took that opportunity to reveal something, just a little bit of what was on his heart, on God's heart. And actually God told Jacob, well, he didn't tell him verbally, but he revealed to him that, you know what, Jacob, just like you're wandering around, I also do not have a home. I do not have a house. And my desire is to build my house. It's to build the church. And so we see that actually it all first starts with a dream. All of us, we need to see this dream. That the goal of what God is doing today on this earth is to build his house.
Amen.
The goal of his economy is to build his house.
Amen.
Is to build a church. Why were we saved? Is to build his house.
Amen.
Is to be brought into the church life. We need to see this. So if you're sitting in this room today and you don't know Jacob's dream, you have to pray, Lord, I want to see this dream.
Amen.
I want to see the dream of Bethel.
Amen.
Okay, but then there's a progression. God doesn't just want to show us this dream. He wants it to be realized.
Amen.
So that's why in this week we see the matter of the reality of Bethel.
Yeah.
And we need to realize, brothers and sisters, the realization of this dream comes through dealings.
Amen.
So that's why the last 2 weeks we talked about being chosen, being dealt with, being broken. And then last week we talked about transformation for God's building. Right? There needs to be a paying of the price in order for us to really enter into the reality of Bethel. In other words, the reality of the church life.
Amen.
Okay. You know, I was just considering my preparation. How do you see this from the Bible? You know, Paul's a great example. In Paul's writing, before God's appearing, actually he was persecuting the church. And specifically, he was locking up, right, the believers, the early Christians, right? Because he thought that this was, you know, he was doing something for God. And then a great light came. And then the Lord spoke from the heavens, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Right? And that me actually is a profound revelation. Paul thought, oh, I'm just locking up Christians. But actually, the Lord said, you're persecuting me. Right? If I hit... Scott, what would you say? Why are you hitting me? No, I'm hitting your shoulder. I'm not hitting you. Well, I am hitting you, right? If I persecute a member, I am persecuting the person, right? The corporate Christ. And so Paul's writing is full of this. If you look at 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, we're being made, we are members one of another. When one member suffers, another member suffers.
Right.
Okay, that's Paul's example. Peter, also, actually, same experience. You know, and towards the end of his life, the epistles of Peter, chapter 2, verse 5, he says, "But you yourselves also, as living stones, are being built up Amen. As a spiritual house into a holy priesthood."
Amen.
Okay, this verse is very precious because you have to see that Peter, you know, when he had that transaction with the Lord said, you know, "You are Peter," right? So, and Peter means stone, and upon this rock I will build my church. So Peter realized that he was a living stone, right? He's a stone. But through all the failures that he encountered, all the dealings that he went through, it dawned upon him, right? That not am I just an individual stone, but I'm being built into a spiritual house, into a holy priesthood. So the individual experience became the corporate experience. Okay, and I'll end with this. Finally, with John, you know, we always think, oh, nice things about John. You know, John's the one leaning on the Lord's breast. But, you know, one time, and we kind of mentioned this the other day, you know, John and James, they were called the sons of thunder. So there's this one story you're probably familiar with, like some people didn't follow the Lord Jesus, and you want to send fire from the heaven. He was impetuous. He's not just this, you know, dear one who is, you know, like, oh, they're not on our side. Lord, should we cast fire? This is John, right? But at the end of his life, listen, saints, this verse is so precious. This is 1 John 1:3. That which we have seen and heard, we report also to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. You know, our brother John, he at the end of his life, he learned this lesson of fellowship.
Amen.
Fellowship is not when somebody's against you. What, Perry? You don't agree with me? No, right? But fellowship is the transaction, the flowing of the triune God among all the believers.
Amen.
And I am sure the Lord had to take this brother through a long journey of transformation, of dealings, of being broken, so that he could write 1 John and that we could come to enjoy it today. And we need fellowship, right? If we're going to be living in the reality of the body, we need to learn how to fellowship. We need to realize that there's a certain fellowship among us and that we need this fellowship, right? And that we depend on this fellowship, that there's a certain supply, that we're not just as individual Christians going on, but we're depending on one another.
Amen.
This is fellowship. This is being brought into this fellowship. This is living in this fellowship, in the reality of Bethel. So, praise the Lord, saints. You know, when we go through different situations in our life, we feel like the Lord is stripping us away, dealing with us. It's all for a purpose.
Amen.
That's for the building up of the body.
Amen.
It's so that we can realize the church life here on this earth today.
Amen.
Amen.
Also enjoying that Jacob's experience from individual Christian to a corporate body. I really enjoy that this to be a corporate body. Living in a sister house, we live corporately, but it's also easy for us just live individually. So I really enjoy that sometimes on the importance of fellowship. When we have feeling, maybe we can pray with sisters and like fellowship with them, and it's a good way to build up together. Sometimes we sit together and we think, oh, we are not just live together. We want to build up together, and I also enjoy that one sister shared about a soldier. She said that the soldiers in Israel, they are very different. They practice on weekends, but they go home on weekday. So when sister visits Israel, the sister asks one soldier, do you have this kind of case that in the weekday, will your government afraid of that you will like tell the secret of the ministry, tell the secret of army to the enemy, and the soldier just surprised and replied to the sister, "What? We never thought we would do that, because when we do that, we just kill our brother. So when I hear this testimony, I just feel like, oh, sometimes, you know, when we are living together, when we are cooperate together, we just have so many opinion, and when someone say something, we will like have opinion, and actually it's like you kill this brother or kill this sister, and that's same. So I really enjoy that, you know, in living in a sister house, sometimes we are happy and we enjoy, but sometimes for me, I have some feeling, oh, why? Why it's so dirty? Why? Why nobody clean this? Why? And but I won't tell everybody. I just say, Lord, I just like have this feeling, and I don't want to tell them. But maybe I think I will bother them, or I will like hurt them. But this is not a way for us to build up. So yeah, we need more fellowship. Maybe we can tell our sister. Maybe we can have some.
Amen. Yeah, what you find out that we fellowship, then I need to fellowship with my wife. We should do the teaching. Then you know, okay?
It's a corporate aspect. You have
Amen.
To help too.
I actually really enjoyed the matter regarding Hebron. Actually, we all need to come to Hebron. You know, yes, each one of us will go through the process of seeing Bethel twice. Especially the church, because we come along, you know, we see everything about the church life, and we're like, oh, okay, that's fine, we're just brought in, we're just driving along. But we actually, at some point, we have to come and realize that we need to be part of the church, and be part of the church life. And one thing I really enjoyed was that Bethel was not the permanent dwelling place of Jacob. The permanent dwelling place for Jacob was Hebron. And what is Hebron? Hebron is actually the place where you can enjoy the wonderful intimacy with the Lord. Actually, not even intimacy with just the Lord, but actually we see that Hebron is the place where we fellowship with the Lord. And not just fellowship with the Lord, but fellowship with one another. So in order to come to this point, Jacob actually, you know, we see Jacob, he had to lose his natural choice. He had to lose Rachel. And sometimes we always go through this experience that, you know, Lord, why are you doing this to me? You know, Jacob even shared before. I mean, Jason shared before. We're always going through something and we're like, Lord, why now? Why this? Why that? Why do you have to put me through this kind of situation? But you know, there's always this one verse that always sticks out to me. Something that I've been told as a child is Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. So whatever situation we go through, you know, I really enjoyed this morning. We just need to give praise to the Lord. Amen. Everything we go through, we just praise Him. Amen. That, you know, everything's going to work out to good. And actually, everything will work out so that we can be, actually, a son can be gained through us. That Benjamin can be gained. Even though Rachel has to die, our natural choice has to go away. God knows that the ultimate goal was that to bring up Benjamin. And that the ultimate goal is to bring us to Hebron. To have this full intimate fellowship. Actually, that's the real church life.
Amen.
The real fellowship with one another.
Amen. Amen. I enjoy that without the loss, there will be no gain. Without the death of Rachel, there will be no birth of Benjamin. That means without the sufferings, we cannot gain Christ.
Amen.
And from this message, we can even say that without the personal suffering, we cannot have the house of God.
Right.
Before Genesis 35, Jacob has only experienced God in a personal way, like John shared. But after Genesis 35, he experienced God in a cooperative way. He experienced God of the God of a house. But without so many sufferings and dealings with Jacob before the Genesis 35, he cannot be brought forward into Genesis 35. So, I think, oh Lord Jesus, in many situations, Lord, we put us in suffering situations, but it is an opportunity for us to gain Christ.
Amen.
For the birth of Benjamin.
Amen.
I live in brother's house. I think brother's house is a good. We live together. On the one hand, brother's house is a sweet place. I'm not just moved in brother's house. But on the other hand, brother's house is also a good place for us to gain Christ. That means you will have sufferings in the brother's house. Like our sister just shared. That in the sister's house, you may see some dirty floors that will hurt you. And sometimes in the brother's house, we may quarrel with each other. But every time this happens, I think this is an opportunity to gain Christ. And when it came to Lord, and repent to Lord, and you will repent to each other.
Amen.
I can testify that something brought forth in my inner man, that is Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I think our experience should not stay in Genesis 28.
Right.
We should be being brought forward
Amen.
By the Lord
Amen.
To Genesis 35
Amen.
And even to Genesis 45.
Amen.
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 Amen. All right. So I enjoyed the point half on the outline, point two. The bringing forth of Christ for the forward expression of Christ will cause us our natural choice, our natural desire, and our natural life. And this is one point I was, I was never really easy with, giving up natural choice, natural desire, and our natural life. And yeah, it always made me kind of. This point just kind of made me uneasy, and but I just really enjoyed that we focus a lot on like the dealing and the taking out of ourselves, but we also have to remember that what the Lord takes out, right, He puts like twice more of Himself. So yeah, really enjoyed that.
Share anything, it doesn't have to be just this. Anything you enjoy through Bible reading, anything short from the week.
By the way, I'm from visiting saints from a church in Franklin. So we're just about to enter to this village. But anyway, briefly looking at this message and listening to the brother Scott's outline. Introduction. I felt that this is really very helpful to me, and I think to all the saints, because this message is really not about individual simply enjoyment of the Lord, personal enjoyment. But actually, what God really shows us here in this message is that a higher level view. We need to see what God really wants. What is His goal? Because if we don't see that, all our enjoyment, eventually when we feel there's a frustration situation in our environment, we may end up feeling so bad that we leave the church or even not to talk with the saints. But if we have this kind of vision, seeing that God's goal is not about individual, but it's a corporate entity, then we will realize that whenever we are in some situation, we have a place to go back. And this is the key, I think, in this week's message, at least in this portion, briefly reading, that seeing this matter, what went on with Jacob, God really wants us, we are just like Jacob, God wants us to get into His dream. And this is the key thing. What was His dream? What is God's dream? And what is our dream? Are we in line with it? Because many times when we go, whether we are in school or like me, for so many years doing, working in a corporate environment, then I realized in the past that whenever I join another company, I'm so blessed that there is a group of saints going through Bible studies. And those were becoming more, especially today, I just go and attend. Regardless of what, I have my schedule marked in the calendar saying that this is reserved for lunch hour meeting, right? And I make every effort to attend those things. Why is it? Because whenever, sometimes we think that work is work, church is church life, but actually what God wants is our entire being needs to be in the church life. It's not limited by time or place. Whenever you are, regardless of where you are, God is always available. Church life is always there. It's just a matter of us, how we want it. Right? The second thing is, in church in Franklin, we have so many young adults now. And for the past year, we have given them, started to give them responsibility. And Lord and behold, the message in a summer training turns out to be related to that as well. So we can see that the Lord's word is always timely. We should not be afraid that the church is getting less and less people, or we cannot do anything, because Lord will always raise up a new one. And for the young adults, for the children, the young people, do not think that it's just a matter of enjoyment, because the Lord will eventually call you to function in the church life.
I enjoyed a verse in day 4, Philippians 2:17. It says, "But even if I am being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice, and I rejoice together with you all." I didn't really read this week, but I saw this verse, and I enjoyed the last portion that says, "And I rejoice together with you all." Because in the last 2 weeks, the messages have been a lot about individual suffering and dealing with our own, breaking down our own selves. But I appreciated that the purpose of all this is that we can be built up and that we can rejoice together as one body. And especially from Sister Ruth sharing this morning, I was really touched that, that the Lord is our joy and that we don't always know what to say or what to do, but it doesn't really matter, because when we're together, we can just turn to the Lord, and He is our joy.
Amen.
I was very touched by the message on day 5, as Jill shared about Hebron. I don't know if you have ever thought about this. After a lot of dealing, deep suffering, Jacob came to Hebron, and it says that it means intimacy, peace, satisfaction, and joy. I think this is a mystery, right? Because I think that many of us, we suffer a lot from what we think, job or school, everything. But if we don't have God, we actually would not have intimacy, the peace and satisfaction and joy. And but it says that in our Christian journey, we actually need to end at this point. If you look at chapter 35, actually there is only one or two verses about Hebrew. But actually that is very important, because I think at this point, Jacob actually says here, it says, from that time on, Jacob realized that he could do nothing on his own.
Amen.
Everything had to be done in fellowship, and nothing could be done outside of fellowship.
Amen.
I think that it is an indication of maturity, because in a church life, we can come, we can do our own thing, just like brother share. I actually prefer to do things, on my own. You all know that Brother Kyle and I were so different. We went out to another city. The way to set up things in the car, he put things in and I take things out. So I had my own way. So now, those who live in brother's house and sister's house, once you get married, you will see that it's a greater suffering. However, the good news is that we are in the church life, right? So after the dealing, after you know all of this, you know we can testify that you know we have peace, we have satisfaction, we enjoy the church life. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I appreciated seeing Jacob's journey from Genesis 28 going through Genesis 34, where he has been dealing in his circumstances regarding his family, and then finally coming again to Genesis 35, where not only did he have the vision of Bethel in 28, but actually he's coming into reality of Bethel in 35, and I just feel like it's so applicable to it. It's just a picture of our experience. You know, we see a vision of the church life, and then maybe we get brought through some dealings, and then we need to be brought into the reality of the church life. But I just thought it's really interesting that it didn't actually end at Bethel; it had to go on to Hebron, and in the process of going from Bethel to Hebron, he actually lost Rachel, which was, you know, everything that he had worked for in the very beginning of his journey, right? It was everything he set his heart on, and then God took it away from him, right? But it's so sweet because actually I think I shared this last week, but because at the end of his life, you know, Jacob just said, you know, God who has shepherded me all the days of my life to this day, right? And so he took everything from the Lord, realizing that this is just, this is all a shepherding from the Lord, you know? And I just really appreciated some of the points in the outline to see what Bethel is. The function of Bethel, the house of God, is to express Christ. God's ultimate goal is the expression of Christ, and the expression of Christ is not an individual matter, but a corporate matter in the house of God. Right? So the bringing forth of Christ for the corporate expression of Christ will cost us our natural choice, our natural desire, and our natural life. And I don't know if this all makes sense, but then I also appreciated that actually in Hebron it's the fellowship, right? Yes. And so he entered into full fellowship with God. And because he entered into full fellowship with God, I think that's why he could say amen to all of those feelings, right? And I just really appreciated this definition of fellowship, and especially it refers to the life supply of Christ, which comes from the other members. When other brothers and sisters supply us with the indwelling Christ, and we go forward through the supply of these other members, we have Hebron and fellowship. And I appreciate actually it's enjoying when we enjoy Christ, not just for ourselves, it's to supply the other members. And actually, that fellowship is what allows us, you know, to go on to go all the way into Hebron to have full fellowship.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. I enjoyed this about the day five experience and reality Bethel, Jacob entering the full fellowship. For many years, me and my family, we weren't a denomination. Presbyterian, Catholic, Baptist, we weren't around. And it was like, you know, I received the Lord when my daughter was 2 years old. She had cancer. Well, the Lord in His mercy saved me.
Amen.
And I was very excited. You know, when you receive the Lord, you receive the grace the first time, you enjoy, and then little by little. It happens to be I can't judge any of my brothers in the denominations. But we learn a little bit, and it happens to be that, you know, it was. I stay on a dream with them, because it's always somebody telling us what the scripture says, right? And even though the brothers and everybody who come honestly, genuinely come to confess and repent, the Lord keeps saving a lot of life in the denomination. I mean, the Lord don't want nobody to perish, because He's saving everybody. But we stay in a dream until we came to the Lord, and thanks to Brother Gary Sheffield, you know, he's the one that came to my store one day. Start giving me some books. And I saw something in him, you know, and then, you know, and then was when I came to the church life in New York. So it's, and after that, you know, I still didn't, you know, I didn't still read my Bible, you know, once in a while, rushing, work, and all of that. But we stay in the dream until we really realize, you know, that we couldn't live just with the dream, you know. We had to enter the Hebron. I realized that, you know, we had to enter the Hebron, and then in the progressing, of course, and with all this struggle and suffering, this, you know, the Lord really brings us to Hebron, you know. Now we are here in the body. You know, John, you know, for many years I was a very individualistic, a Christian. But we had to pray. We need a lot of praying. This is what I believe. We need, I pray all day when I'm teaching. I keep talking to the Lord a whole day, otherwise I could, I would be dead already. But I keep praying, talking to Him a whole day, you know, when I'm getting the next student. I gotta pray. Next student, I gotta pray. Next student, I know. But we need a lot of praying. We need a lot of prayer. I was looking at the news, this group of brothers and sisters persecuting and beaten in Damascus, right in Syria, because they were, believe it or not, there was a church in Damascus when Paul escaped them, but they still believers in Damascus too. And they were running away, and these brothers actually brought this group of people, brothers from Damascus to the frontier, right? And he got them over there, and he's shepherding now, he's praying with them, and he's giving them food and all of that. And one sister says, I'm so happy that I'm here. They're sitting on the floor, they're barely eating something. Right? I say, I'm so happy I'm here with all of my brothers and sisters. And this is the most wonderful place I've ever been. And basically, you see everything falling down. But you see, when you see that, it's like, wow, we are here so, we really have here. The Lord is merciful with us. You know? But this is what I enjoy, that in the dream, first we received the gospel of grace, and then now we are so glad that we are entering into the gospel of the kingdom. Right? See, really seeing the gospel of the kingdom. And the Lord has mercy on all of that, and has mercy. We had to, now when we said we should not be individualistic, we should not be just praying for them, sorry, we also not be praying for us, this church. We have to pray for the persecuted ones. We have to pray for the persecuted ones and for the ones that are sometimes either brother or this brother put a seed in somebody. Mm-hmm. We have to pray. Amen. I mean, we can't just pray for us. We got to pray for those brothers that are persecuted. We have to pray for those ones that Brother Jones put a seed on it, on that person, put a seed on that person. We have to pray for that. We need more praying. Praise
Amen.
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 I was very touched this week, just as at the beginning, Brother Scott mentioned this our experience of God as a progression. And we see actually in this week's message, a lot of Jacob's or Israel's journey up through, actually at the beginning of his experience of the battle is only a journey. Right. And we have a journey and start to make this dream as reality. And you know, you see, the first time he's set up the pillar, he only pour oil. But the second time, he pour only the drink offering, right? And that's a further, it means we really, he start to have the experience of Christ, so he can pour out and become the enjoyment for the house of God. That's out of this progression. That's like all the saints, fellowship, the journey from Bethel to even to Hebron, right? And I think this is so practical to all the saints. From we probably just saved, or we are just young people, but we can have this kind of experience of progression, and even we are more mature, we still can move on with the experience of Christ. And what touched me most is this the experience of individual God to this God as corporate God of corporately, we can experience Him. I would just want to share a testimony. We entering into the church life in 1997, and in 1998, we move to Piscataway. And that time we start to meet with saints in Piscataway. Especially we have a lot of, we are in the same group of Brother Michael and Sister Judy. At that time, we almost went to their house 3 or 4 or 5 times a week. So we have very wonderful church life.
Yeah.
I just want to share, you know, our brother and sister went back to Taiwan yesterday for probably a year, and they were coming back. But what I want to share is when we start to meet with saints, especially with the brother and sister, we do have very joyful church life. But after a period of time, in my deep inside, I have this kind of feeling. I feel there's something in this couple. They have really genuine care of saints, very genuine care of the church. That is what I don't have. And so, for a few times during that period of time, I do pray for the Lord, to the Lord. I pray to the Lord saying, Lord, I would like to experience this. The genuine care of the saints, genuine care of the church. I was relatively young that time, 18, 16, 17 years ago. I pray in the prayer meeting, and even I pray with the saints. And I pray for the saints, I pray for the church. But when I go home, for those saints I pray for, I probably totally forgot them. But when I fellowship with Brother Michael and Sister Judy, I can really touched. I know their prayer is so genuine. And so, to me, I feel at that time, the church life, to me, simply a dream. There's not much reality. But there's reality among some saints. And we can, you know, really pray for more experience of this reality. We don't need to pray for much dealings. You know, when the needed dealing should come, the Lord will arrange. But we really can pray for much experience of this reality of the house of God.
Amen.
So I just want to encourage all the saints, no matter what stage we are. You know, we are pretty new, or we are pretty mature. We all can go on.
Amen.
Have more transformation for more reality.
Amen.
In this church life.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for another week.
Amen.
Another week to be transformed by you.
Amen.
To enjoy you.
Amen.
And us the experiences we need.
Amen.
Not just for ourselves.
Amen.
But for the body.
Amen.
For that in our lifetime.
Amen.
We would be those who live in the reality of Bethel.
Amen.
Even in Hebron in fellowship with you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for showing us this dream.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We have entered a little bit more into this dream.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we want to be brought more and more into this reality.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, grant this to us.
Amen.
All the saints.
Amen.
Oh, we'd really learn to live this corporate life.
Amen.
Really care for one another.
Amen.
Pray for one another.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, give us a heart for one another.
Amen.
Oh, we can't do this, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, but the overcoming Christ in us can.
Amen.
Oh, we want to rely on our spirit.
Amen.
Not rely on our own will.
Amen.
Rely on you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we rely on you.
Amen.
For all the sufferings.
Amen.
We need to gain Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you for this coming week.
Amen.
To opportunity to get more Christ.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we need the dream.
Amen.
We need the reality.
Amen.
Oh Lord, ask you bring us forward.
Amen.
Bring us forward.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Bring us into the reality of the dream.
Amen.
Oh Lord, bring us to the body.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we love the body.
Amen.
Lord, we cannot do it by ourselves.
Amen.
But we are willing.
Amen.
We're willing to cooperate with you.
Amen.
And you are here.
Amen.
You brought us here.
Amen.
We've seen a little something.
Amen.
That you reveal more to us.
Amen.
More of your dream.
Amen.
Your heart's desire.
Amen.
You want Bethel as well.
Amen.
Lord, you make increase our body consciousness.
Amen.
So aware of what you're after is a corporate matter.
Amen.
Far from only our individual experience.
Amen.
Really build us genuinely with one another in life.
Amen.